County releases its 2017 water quality report. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Customers can now view the full water quality report for four Tuscarawas County water systems. Tuscarawas County Metropolitan District officials note that there are no issues with the results in all districts. Director and Sanitary Engineer Mike Jones explains that consumers get their water from different locations depending on the district, such as a small portion of Dover Township and Warwick Township.
Our largest system, which is Wilkes-Barre Hills, and that covers the Wilkes-Barre Hills area, Zor, Mineral City, Sandyville. It extends as far east as the Carroll County line and as far north as the Stark County line. We also have a system that covers a large section of Wayne Township centered around Dundee.
He notes that overall there are not any quality violations in the district.
There's certain things that we test for every single year, and there are other different types of contaminants that EPA will dictate on a given year they want us to test. For example, our lead and copper, historically we've tested that every 3 years. There are unregulated contaminants that we also test for. Those are contaminants that don't have regulated limits.
Jones adds that the Metropolitan District has set operations workers to perform daily tasks to ensure a high water quality standard.
Checking pumps, checking meters, making sure all of our feed systems are operating correctly, making sure that all of our samples are in compliance. Daily routine checks at each of our plants every day. There's also checks and sampling that we do out in the distribution system.
A full report can be viewed online at www.co.tuscararas.oh.us. With weather permitting, mosquito spraying will take place in sections of New Philadelphia. The health department says on Tuesday, June 26, spraying will occur in the southeast and southwest sections of the city, with adjacent areas of Tuscora Park, Shelmar Mobile Home Park, Shunrun Village, and Goshen Township. Crews will begin at dusk, but in the event of rain, high winds, or colder temperatures, the spraying will be postponed. Anyone with a respiratory problem should take precautions. A local university branch is celebrating their historical 50th anniversary, and Ohio leaders are honoring this achievement. Kent State University at Tuscarawas Dean Brad Bielski attended a meeting at the Ohio House recently where 98th District Representative Al Landis and Senator Jay Hottinger spoke about the milestone. Landis explains the planning and concept for the campus started in the fall of 1962 through a community collaboration.
This campus has grown by leaps and bounds, by size, by offering the number of courses and the number of degrees that are available to Tuscarawas County. But we also reach beyond that. We reach into Carroll County. We reach into Harrison County, to Belmont County. So it's a very, very important campus for us.
Hottinger also noted the growth of 200 students when the campus first opened to today's number of 2,200 students.
What an incredibly important community asset this is. They do so much to advance the community, to advance the quality of life. Their impact and the rich heritage that they've had really can't be overstated. So congratulations on your first 50 years, and we look forward to the next as well.
Bielski thanked the Ohio House for the recognition.
Higher education depends on your support. We thank you for that support for higher education, and we thank you particularly for your support of Kent State University and our Tuscarawas campus.
Kent State Tuscarawas will celebrate their anniversary in September. Meanwhile, in your state news, police say an Ohio man was fatally stabbed and his son has been arrested on a murder charge in the death. Columbus police say 20-year-old Ronald Ray Radford Jr. was arguing with his father, Ronald Ray Radford Sr., when the stabbing occurred. Police say they were called shortly before 9:30 p.m. Saturday to a home in Columbus and found the elder Radford on the floor with multiple stab wounds. He died at the scene. Court and jail records don't indicate whether the son has an attorney. And turning over to your sports news, the Indians claimed their seventh victory in a row yesterday as they defeated Detroit 12-2. The Tribe hit four home runs, including a grand slam from Edwin Encarnacion in the eighth inning. The Reds topped the Cubs 8-6, and the Pirates were shut out 3-0 by the Diamondbacks. Tonight, the Indians are in St. Louis at 8:15, Cincinnati's in Atlanta, and the Pirates take on the New York Mets. You can always stay up to date on the latest sports news by following Big Z Sports on Facebook and Twitter. Now let's take a look at your Z Country forecast.
Partly sunny today and pleasant. High temperatures this afternoon in the upper 70s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight with low temperatures in the upper 50s. Tuesday, sun will mix with clouds. Afternoon highs in the lower 80s. There is the chance for a few showers and thunder showers Tuesday evening, and then showers likely overnight into Wednesday. There is the threat for showers and storms. Probably our best shot at rain this week. High temperature Wednesday in the lower 80s. Drying out Thursday, highs in the low 80s. Will be near 90 Friday afternoon and into the 90s this weekend. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.